Greg Jacobs entering his first year as the head boys basketball coach over at Peyton Sherdan. And Coach, certainly appreciate you joining us here today, and welcome to Carroll Broadcasting Sports Network and our boys basketball preview show.
Thank you. I'm happy to be here.
Coach, I say first year as the head boys coach at Peyton Sherdan, but certainly not first year coaching. You've got quite an extensive history. Let's start off giving us a little bit of a background about you and how you got into coaching.
I think probably the biggest influence is I had a high school history teacher that was my coach, and from that point, I thought, well, that's pretty much what I want to do, too. So I give a shout-out to my history teacher and coach, Larry Fannebecker, and from that, I started in Northeast Iowa, and that was where I got my first start in Plainfield, Iowa.
And you're well-traveled. That was one of the things that was interesting as you and I were chatting here during the commercial break. You've spent some time overseas and stuff, but back and decided that you wanted to get back into coaching.
I was overseas for about 30 years, and I worked on U.S. military bases, primarily Navy bases. And as a tribute to the Veterans Day, I really appreciated working with them and working with the children of them. And we had a good time, and I hope that we brought some, you know, good basketball to them as well. I really enjoyed my time. And when I retired, I got to the point where I thought, well, you know, there's nothing to do in the wintertime, and I really miss coaching. So I thought this would be a good start.
Coach, let's talk about the style then. What have you developed as a style over your years of coaching, and what are you planning to bring to Peyton Sherdan?
Want me to give away my secret so early, huh? Okay. All right, well, I think probably one of the biggest influences is that, you know, you got to play good defense to stay in a game. And so we're going to try to do our best to play good defense and try to minimize turnovers and run when we can. You know, I want to make it fun. The kids enjoy the game. I've met with them, and you could see that the fact that they really wanted to play. So let's, you know, strap them on. Let's go.
Have you had a chance to put together a coaching staff yet?
I have an assistant. Yes, he's a former player from last year, and he's, you know, welcome to come on, and we're looking forward to having him. His name is Seth Thurman, and he's really interested in helping out, so I look forward to helping him, you know, learn the game as well.
I know Seth well, and he'll be a nice addition for you, Coach. How much do you think that'll help the transition for you in getting to know the kids, having your assistant be so familiar with them?
Yeah, I think a lot, and that's one of the reasons why I you know, somebody mentioned him, and I thought, well, that would be a good fix. Shaden is a senior with us, and he's also stepped up to be a real good leader. And so with him and Seth, I think that'll be a nice complement to each other, and then, you know, like to connect with the team.
Sounds like defense is kind of the name of the game for you. Is that going to be the main thing you'll work on during your preseason practices heading into that first game here in a week or so, a couple of weeks away? But or what is the things you're going to focus on here in these early practices?
Pretty much everything. You know, you have to, you know, learn how to not only play good defense, but learn how to break a press, learn how to press. So we want to put pressure on when we can and do everything we can to make it difficult for the score against us. But also we have to go and, you know, learn our offense and make sure that we can, you know, make a few baskets ourselves.
Coach, what do you know about the kids on the roster and the kids you have coming back this year?
You know, I don't know a lot because, you know, I've only met them a couple times, and I've probably talked with Shaden Thurman as much as anybody. I know he's very serious about playing, and the other kids, again, like I said before, they have a desire. You can see that they really want to play, and they love the game. When you have that, well, then, you know, coaching makes it a lot easier.
What are you hoping the strengths of your team will be this year, and what areas, I mean, you know, you mentioned defense, what areas do you really want to be strong in, especially early in the season?
I think probably the biggest thing is, you know, nothing easy. When you're playing defense, you just want to make sure everything is a difficult shot. You don't want to give anything that's wide open and layups and that type of thing. So we'll concentrate very much on, you know, trying to make life a little harder for anybody to, you know, to play against us. You know, as we have to go with, you know, the players, and I have to adapt to their strengths and weaknesses. So with that, you know, we're going to try very hard to make it difficult to score against us.
Coach, what's the roster look like? How many kids do you have going out this season?
That's a little difficult. That's I think right now we've got about 7. You know, there's not a lot of kids in high school, so we don't have a lot of, you know, a lot of boys to be able to play. So I've got 7 right now.
How do you guys handle practice with that tough, as you know, to do any 5-on-5 things?
We are able to bring up junior high kids, they can practice. And we've got some really good kids that want to volunteer and to do that. So I really appreciate that. And it does nothing but just help our program completely. So when by the time they're in high school next year, then they already know the system that we're trying to put in.
Coach, what's the breakdown like grade-wise out of that group of seven guys? Do you got a lot of veterans, or is this a pretty young group?
I've got a couple of seniors and then one junior and the rest ninth and 10th graders. At this point, we're not very top-heavy in senior leadership.
I'm guessing that with only seven guys, you're going to have guys that can play multiple positions. How important will that be for you this season?
The positions on a team are often interchangeable anyway. You know, everybody has to play everything. I don't have a 6'5" kid that is only going to be limited to in the post. So the kids are all going to have to learn all the positions and be able to understand each other and what they're supposed to do.
Did you coach with the shot clock at all when you were overseas? And how do you think the shot clock being implemented this year is going to kind of impact high school basketball on the boys' side?
Yeah, that's interesting. I was coaching before the 3-point play was put in, and so then how did that impact? That was a big change as well. I did have a shot clock. We played international schools as well as other military schools, so international schools had the clock and didn't affect that much. When you have pressure, full court pressure, well, then you have fewer seconds to get a shot off, get a quality shot off. But for the most part, it really didn't affect that much. We'll see. I don't know. I think all of us, all the coaches, are in the kind of the same situations. Like, well, we're going to have to figure it out when we get there.
Talking right now with Greg Jacobs, the head boys basketball coach over at Peyton Sherdan, entering his first season. As you listen here to the boys basketball preview show, brought to you by RJV Transport and Quant Auto, just a couple of our sponsors here today. Coach, you're familiar with the area, but how much do you know about the Rolling Valley, and how much homework have you been able to do about the conference that the Rockets are in?
Not a lot. I mean, I familiar with some of the stuff. When I coached at Schleswig, I know some of the teams that I coached against there, are still around. And so in our conference. So that was kind of cool. When I was in Orange City, we played West Harrison. And I see from looking at the stats from, inbound, that West Harrison is going to have a very good team. I think they've got, like, everybody back. And, in the listing of the statistics, they were in the top three or four of their, of all the categories there. So they're going to be a pretty strong team.
Well, Coach, looking forward to working with you this season. It's been a joy getting a chance to talk with you and learning your history. So appreciate your time here today. Best of luck in the upcoming season.
Well, thank you very much. I appreciate it.
You bet. Head coach Greg Jacobs again with the Peyton Sherdan boys basketball team. We'll step away, take a break. We'll come back. We'll talk Arweva boys basketball. That's coming up next year on the Boys Basketball Preview Show.